Results of the long-awaited 2012 population and housing census have finally been announced. The acting government statistician, Dr. Philomena Nyako, who made the announcement in Accra, said Ghana's population now stands at 24,658,823. Of this figure, 51.2% are females, while 48.8% are males. Dr. Nyako said the dependent population is also made up of over 10 million. Compared to the 2000 census, Ghana's population is growing at a rate of 2.5% annually. Yvonne Atilegu reports.
The final census results were presented for the 10 regions and the 170 districts that existed at the time of the census. Ghana's population has increased by 30.4% from 18,912,079 in 2000 to 24,658,823 in 2010. Dr. Philomena Nyako said Ashanti region has the highest population of 4,780,380, which stands at 19.4%, followed by Greater Accra region with 4,010,054, which is 16.3%. She explained figures for the other regions.
As you have seen from the population figures, we find that Greater Accra and Ashanti make up 35.7% of the population. So they make up more than a third of the population. We have Eastern region having 10.7%, Northern 10.1%, Upper West as usual having the lowest.
Dr. Nyako said the sex ratio was 95 males per 100 females. The recorded annual intersexual growth rate in 2010 is 2.5%, while population density increased from 79 in 2000 to 103 in 2010. Dr. Nyako further explains figures derived from the age bracket from 0 to 65 and above.
We look at selected demographic characteristics of the population. When you look at the population age 0 to 14, they make up 9,450,394 persons. Compared to the working age group, that's 15 to 64, 14 million. The 65 plus the elderly make up 1,167,532. The adult population age 18 plus is 13,632,299 persons. Now we look at the dependent population. And when we talk about the dependent population, we are talking about persons aged less than 15 years and those aged 65 years and above. They make up 10,617,930.
District level figures, which were not released due to boundary disputes during the announcement of the provisional figures last year, have also been released. Dr. Nyako said figures will be published and distributed to all public. The service is yet to come out with the actual cost of the 2010 census program. Meanwhile, development partners have pledged $6 million to support the Ghana Statistical Service to publish statistical tables at the national, regional and district levels.
That was Yvonne Atilego's report. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Dr. Philomena Nyako said detailed analysis collected from the field, which includes data on disability, education, literacy, among others, will be released before the end of the year. She also explained that the GSS does not determine boundaries, saying that it is the work of the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development.
We'll be producing reports on some things, for example, disability, economic activity, education, literacy, and demographic characteristics of the population. So those are the ones that we'll be working on. We'll be doing it at the national level, the regional level, and the district level.
Acting Government Statistician Dr. Philomena Nyako. Meanwhile, Publicity Officer of the Census Secretariat, David Combat, has been explaining the challenges that made it impossible to release the 2010 population and housing census results early. He cited challenges such as 5 million households that needed to be covered by 50,000 field workers, scanning of forms, and difficulties in enumerating people in some selected communities. He spoke to Kingsley Obinchere.
census process is so such a complex process that it has to be appreciated by all. We are talking about 5 million households. Now, the secretary had to engage about 50,000 field workers, and then they had to take the information from all these households and individuals. And so when the information got to the head of it, we had to scan it, and you have scanning so many forms from people's different handwritings and so on, and with the scanners and the new technologies and the problem that it comes with, you don't expect that it's a problem free and that you just push in the document paper in and then it comes out. So we have to take care and painfully work through and to ensure that the right figures were released. Also to add to that is the fact that during the enumeration, we had challenges with enumerating some localities because they felt that the enumerators were coming from districts other than the district they claimed they belonged. And so we had to report the matter to the Minister for Local Government. A committee was set, and so we had to also wait for the committee's report and then their recommendation so we can transfer the figures to the appropriate district.
Publicity Officer of the Census Secretariat, David Combat.